So working in and watching the whole process, you know, from the produce coming in the door to the biscuit going out in the tin, and I mean, it must have been wonderful just to see the way, even the packaging.
Oh yeah, the packaging was, I mean, the girls packing tins was, again. The question about they're gone now, but they used to go in square tins, like a cube, you know. I don't really remember them, about that height, about that
kind of squarish, yes.
But they weren't square.
No, but
the tin wasn't square. And I remember people used to ask, why isn't the tin square? But the point being that, you know, it was maybe an inch shorter this way than that way. And but the idea was when they packed the tins, the girls would take a row of biscuits and put them in, see, and all the rest. And some biscuits, you could feed maybe three rows across that way. But then another biscuit, would it be three rows and there'd be a gap. So if you turned it in the other way, you'd have more room. You could get the configuration would be different.
And that's why the tin was...
That's why the tin was...
So, but that took all planning and designing and
it came down from years. But.
Could you mention some of the names to me, some of the people who worked there, especially the women that that worked so hard in the.
The women. Let's see. There were various four women and so on. Who was on the management side? There was a. Well, in the office end, there was a Miss Rice. She was in charge of the wage of the piecework. There was piecework wage in those days. Dreadful way to do it. You know, the old way. So many people. But the amount of time it took to tot all these things up was crazy. And that was Miss Rice, and then there was Miss Woodhead. She was on the management side of it, on the floor, and then she ended up on the hygiene. And gosh, I can't remember that. There were four women, of course. Miss Farrell, Patty Farrell, she was very good, and. Oh, there you have me now for names.
They managed the show and they kept.
Well, they
kept
were
the thing on the,
you know, they were the next line of management. You had a manager, then so many four women, and then the staff after that.
And was it Miss Rice was the
she, over, you know, she, no, no, she wasn't overall. No, she was just in charge. You asked me some of the names of the lady. Yeah. She would have been in charge of the piecework wages office.
Oh, yes.
And there were men then in most of the wages office and the upper general was all, and downstairs in the invoicing, that were, they were male, all men in charge of all that.
Yeah.
Can't think of any of the other ladies. We had our own surgery, of course, and all that sort of thing, you know, everything was enclosed.
You mean if you cut yourself?
Yeah, anything like that. There was a surgery nurse up in the duty, and the doctor attended two or three times a week.
Yeah.
And the dentist was there the same. He was two or three times a week too.
So all your medical problems were looked after within in-house?
In-house, yeah. Well, that was mainly for the workers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in dire need, you made an appointment to the dentist, but in general, it's all for the workers. You know.
Was there benefits? Was that a big benefit, having the medical department there as well?
Well, it was, yeah. I mean, if somebody got ill or, you know, or they were whipped up to the surgery and laid down for an afternoon, you know, these people would be supposedly ill and what have you. But
and did that cut down on absentees from because of illness?
I don't know whether it would have or not. I don't know. I didn't go to the statistics of that. No, I wouldn't have thought so. But, you know, these, as I say, if somebody had a headache or something like that, went up and got a couple of pills and sent home.